Hello, and welcome back to Season 3 of the MRX Lab podcast, the show from FLETSMR, where we investigate and explore topics on the fringes of market research in 10 minutes or less. Today, we'll be examining the emerging concept of customer empowerment and what this means for the insight industry. And to do that, I've been joined by Maria Twigg from FLETSMR. Maria, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks very much for having me.
It's great to have you back again. And to start us off today, I just wanted to talk about this idea that we're constantly hearing how customers are connected, empowered, and have global access. What is it that you think this is doing to the power dynamic between customers and brands? And how is that affecting market research?
Yeah, so I think in this age of what we're seeing as customer empowerment, you need to, as a business, if you do get it right and you give them the tools and resources for success, then you have this opportunity to have a bigger set of advocates that feel more supported. So there's this demand for customers to be able to self-serve, to be able to talk to you through social media. And what that really means is you need to ensure that you are actively seeking feedback in terms of the way that you engage with them, and you need to support them. We all use this term onboarding now, which we apply to getting people started in the process, and you need to address that with your customers as well to ensure that, you know, they're more equal partners in the process of developing the services and products that they want access to.
It's definitely interesting how this is kind of creating a dynamic where insight and engagement with customers are kind of moving closer together, but also becoming, would you agree, increasingly competitive commercial asset?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially in terms of digital information, we need to, you know, the customers are actually looking to engage with us digitally. So we need to have the right ways to really capture that insight. But, you know, insight's always been very much a commercial asset. And in a space where your competitors are investing in this understanding, you'll certainly have, you know, a distinct disadvantage if you're not approaching insight and using it in the right ways, I think, across the business.
What would you say are some of the ways that brands should be thinking about investing or investing better in insight?
I think it kind of goes back to that digital experience, really, in terms of customers ask for self-serve tools to access your products, and they expect to be able to respond and give feedback in similarly simple and easy to engage with ways. So it means that we have to be more creative in terms of the ways that we ask for their feedback and ensure that we're really extending that sense of empowerment to the ways in which we capture our understanding of what their experiences are.
And then I guess that kind of follows through the whole business as well, that empowerment isn't just about how customers directly engage at the point of data collection, but it has to reflect in product changes as well. We have to make sure that customers are feeling heard and listened to, and that their feedback is actually making a real difference to the business.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think with that, with the empowered customer who's feeling really supported, they have got such a bigger voice in the market and such potential to be your advocate. But if you don't get it right, equally, it can cause more damage because they are there speaking about their opinions. So listening to them, demonstrating what we've been able to do to improve their experiences becomes even more important to drive that real wider adoption of the ideas, the products that you're bringing to the market.
Do you think that need and that desire poses any new or greater challenges for research teams?
I think we as insight people, you know, amongst that wider set of needs of the business are always sort of demands on terms of the speed at which we can deliver the insights for decision making, and how do we actually provide that information across an organization in a way that it can be actioned, you know, to get the insights to the right people so that it is providing that commercial advantage. So it does make it more challenging in terms of having things at our fingertips which we can report more quickly, but still have that good depth of understanding and that quality around what the customer experiences are.
You've hit on a really interesting point there about the internal pressures that research teams often face from stakeholders and from other business decision makers about needing that customer understanding. It almost feels like insight teams sit kind of sandwiched between what the customer's needs are, which are to feel empowered, to feel like they're making a real difference to the business, and then the business needs of needing to get to that understanding and needing to make those improvements and do the listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So even more kind of pressured to really anticipate the kinds of questions that might come from across the business so that we can have the right answers at the ready in those times when the decisions are being made, really.
So would you say there's kind of this need to centralize insight more, but also at the same time provide greater access and have it reach more on both sides, both more customers and more internal stakeholders?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that accessibility point is really an area where things are changing rapidly in terms of us as insights people sort of educating beyond our department in terms of how we capture insight and what it means, so that they can be more, the wider teams can be more involved in that process and can get to that insight more quickly by observing, taking part, being really active participants in the process as well.
And what would you say forward-thinking research and insight teams are doing to improve that accessibility, or what would you recommend that more people do?
I guess we see examples right across the spectrum in terms of insight people who are finding better ways to communicate with that broader team through the types of outputs that they're able to deliver. So sort of doing more work with the wider team up front to understand the types of outputs that will help them to make those fast decisions. But then also at kind of the other end of the spectrum, getting those wider team members more educated about how to conduct the research so that you can empower the stakeholder to talk directly to the customer, and that provides a really good experience for the customer, coming back to the empowerment that we are seeing from that side, but also allows the stakeholder to do something in an agile way that perhaps wasn't available to them before.
It definitely sounds like research professionals today have a lot of different things to consider, and we are coming to the end of today's show. So if you had to give one piece of advice, if you wanted our listeners to take one thing away from today, what would that be?
Well, I guess it would be to try not to assume. So the next time you get asked a question by the business, try not to assume that what you might have done before will answer that question in the best way, because there are so many more different digital tools out there and ways to engage with the wider team that you may find something that is more agile and provides better answers for the business.
So be open-minded and consider how both customers and stakeholders, business decision makers, are interacting with you and as a team and the data that you're providing. I think that's a great point to end on. And that does bring us to the end of today's show. Thank you, Maria, for joining us again. It's been a pleasure, as always, to talk with you.
You too, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And thank you to everybody listening for tuning in. We'll be back in a few weeks' time with another new and exciting perspective on the changing role of market research. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts to be notified when new episodes are released. Until then, I've been Chris Martin, and this has been the Emirates Lab.